My name is Kieran Morrison. My artist name is H11235. So it kind of talks about this whole idea of contradiction, the contradiction of order and chaos. So 11235, that comes from the Fibonacci sequence, which is like a sort of like very much this order about in nature. And H comes from this character called Hyde from the Robert Louis Stevenson's book, Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So it's kind of like a simpler, shorter version of all of the chaos that Hyde represents and all of the order that the numbers represent. So the mural is basically it's an image, a photorealistic image of half of a portrait of an old man from Nepal, and half of the section has hands that are like sort of like clasping on each other. So basically it's very photorealistic in a way, but has a lot of like digital aesthetics with like a lot of digital brushstrokes, and the whole idea of deconstructivism is also happening at the same time. So it's kind of takes into account the whole idea of like order and chaos at the same time, but also kind of helps in like bringing images together in a very collage effect. Yeah. I think eye is very crucial in a way, because it's something that I usually paint a lot as well. I think eyes are like the window to somebody's soul, right? So it's very crucial to kind of like get that down. And eyes also represent very thoroughly in my work that I do, because I also talk about a lot of issues about biological evolution versus intellectual evolution. And even though we are like biologically still within this like backward, we are moving forward in a very intellectual evolution way. So eyes kind of represent this biological motif, but then again, it also represents this intellectual growth that we are having in a way. So usually I do like eyes with a stroke of calligraphy on top of it. So that kind of is symbolic representation of that particular idea. Usually I work with digital tools and media, usually Photoshop. So I kind of like bring images together and sort of see what works and what doesn't work, kind of like bring it all together. So it's basically, it looks like a random mess at the beginning. So I put everything on it, like sort of like it's pretty much a mess. So then I start going through the process of like cutting it down, what works, what doesn't work, being very methodological and sort of strategic on like what should go on and what shouldn't go on. It's very interesting. The process is very interesting. So, but the designing process, most of the 80% of the decisions are done digitally, and the remaining 20% depends upon like how the wall is, the working conditions, and it changes from time to time again. It's an interesting story, because like I was essentially working with like drawings and paintings at the beginning. I wasn't really doing a lot of street art, but then again, while I was doing the whole traditional forms of it, I was kind of researching about it, because I used to skateboard, and that kind of led me into the whole world of like graffiti and like street art and what it meant. And I was researching it at the same time, but I necessarily didn't consider it as one of the major things that I would do during then. So there's an interesting thing that happened. So I had a collection of drawings that I went to sort of like this like known as galleries, these commercial galleries, which were like popping up everywhere in the town. So I went there because I wanted my work to get represented, you know. So I went to each and every one of them, and most of them are like, we do not want to represent your work. This is something that somebody else is doing, or like, we don't want something like that anymore. So every one of them sort of declined to kind of represent me. So that was a big turning point for me, because denial from them, sort of like, do not want them not wanting to represent me. And researching, having all of this knowledge about street art kind of like collided with one another. And sort of I'm like, if I want my work to be seen, I do not need the galleries as middlemen to sort of like show my work. I can just like get all myself, like go out and paint on the street, and that is a beautiful way of doing it. So that was a turning point, and I have since have not looked back from then. So I have always been like involved in the streets and like been doing it from since then. So, and that was like 7-8 years ago. In a way, like essentially I'm representing Nepal, because like Kathmandu is the sister city of Eugene. So it's been like now it's like this year is the 40 year anniversary, I think. So there's like a couple of Nepalese families here, and they have been really, really nice and gracious to kind of invite me for dinners and like kind of like listen to how they are like doing here, what they do here, you know, their families, and inviting me to their homes and everything, and essentially sort of like feeding me Nepalese food. food, you know, that's been like such a like a warm welcome from them to have that. And also like they are like pretty gracious to tell me that even if I feel homesick, they like I'm always welcome to their house, which is like really nice from them. Yeah.